Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Transmutation is the changing of one form for another.
It's easy to say, Mr. Whittaker. It's a whole lot harder to do.
Point taken, Jared.
Transmutation complete.
Like, I never heard that before. Uh-oh, Brock Blakely. See ya.
I'll be waiting.
Jared, you still getting dressed? The next class is coming in.
I can't find my other sock. Man, I hate PE.
It's under the bench. I hate it too. I wouldn't mind it so much if it didn't involve all that running, sweating, and panning. If only there was a way to do PE without actually moving.
I hate it for a whole different reason.
Really? What?
Hey, it's Jared.
That reason.
Uh-oh, Brock Blakely. See ya.
Wait. Don't leave me here with him.
So, how you doing, Jared? What's the matter? Can't figure out how to put on your sock? Here's a hint. You gotta be smarter than the sock.
Very funny, Broccoli.
Whoa, such quick wit. Like, I never heard that before. Try coming up with something original next time.
Oh, yeah, and Jurat is so original. You only say it to me every time you see me.
Well, that's because it fits you so well. A combination between jerk and rat. You got a jerky personality and a tiny little brain and a pointy little rat head.
Hey, hands off!
Oh, getting physical, huh?
I just don't want you touching me.
Yeah? And what'll you do if I do, huh, punk?
Stop it, Brock!
Stop it, Brock! What are you gonna do, punch me?
No.
No? Because you know I'd cream you. I know. We'll settle it on the soccer field. You can show me your great ball handling skills. Oh, I forgot. You don't have any ball handling skills.
Oh, yeah?
Is that the best you can do?
Oh, yeah?
Face it, Jurat. I'm bigger than you, I'm smarter than you, and I'm better than you in everything. You're just a loser, right? I said, right?
Okay.
Say it.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, I know you are.
Blakely!
I didn't touch him, Coach.
What?
Nothing. What's up?
You planning on playing a soccer match in Capital City tomorrow?
Sure am.
Then why don't I have your permission slip from your folks?
I didn't give it to you?
If you did, would I be asking for it?
I know I brought it. I must have left it in my notebook, which is in my other locker. Oh, you want me to go get it?
If it wouldn't be too much trouble.
Okay, Coach, I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting. What are you still doing here, Dwight?
Putting on my sock?
Well, hurry it up. You're late for class.
Why do they always want to stay in the locker room?
Jared, you all right?
Yeah, no thanks to you.
Sorry, I panicked.
He made me say I was a loser.
You're not. You know that.
But he made me say it. I can't let him get away with that.
You're not going to try and get back at him, are you? I mean, how did you do it?
That's how. Brock left his locker open.
So?
Is anybody looking?
No. Why? Jared, what are you going to do?
Thinks I'm a loser. He's got his big soccer match tomorrow. Well, let's see how much of a winner he is without his shoes.
What?
You took his shoes?
He sure did, Mr. Whittaker. Right out of Brock's locker.
Way to be a tattletale, Dwayne.
Oh, now, don't get upset at him, Jared. What you did was wrong.
I know, Mr. Whittaker, but I just got so frustrated and mad, I lost control for a second.
That's still no excuse for stealing someone else's property. You have to give those shoes back.
Yes, sir.
Today.
I can't. They've already left for Capital City. They won't be back until the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. You could even hear Brock screaming over the bus engine about how he's going to pound the guy who took his favorite shoes. Come to think of it, he also said he was going to pound anybody who was with the guy who took his shoes. You know, I just remembered. I have a lot of homework to do. I'll see you guys later, okay?
That's Dwayne, a tower of jello.
Oh, I can't say as I blame him. See what can happen when you do something wrong? You put not only yourself, but your friends in danger as well.
I know, Mr. Whittaker, but I just wanted Brock to know how I feel when he picks on me. On everybody. And since he's bigger than me and smarter than me, well, this was the only way I could think of to get back at him.
An eye for an eye, eh? Haven't you heard that it's better to love your enemies and pray for them?
Says who?
Don't you pay any attention in my Sunday school class?
Oh, yeah, it's something Jesus said. But it's easy to say, Mr. Whitaker. It's a whole lot harder to do.
Well, maybe it'd be easier if you knew more about Brock. You know, view him as more of a human being.
That's the problem. Brock isn't human. He likes humiliating kids, and he hates me. What more do I need to know?
Those are just surface things, Jarrett. You should try to get to know the real person behind Brock's mask.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, I have something that might help if you're really interested. Are you?
Sure, I guess.
All right, then. Meet me back here tomorrow morning before school.
Before school?
Yeah, that's right. And bring the shoes.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker, I brought the shoes.
Oh, good. And here's what I wanted you to see. Ta-da!
What is it?
My latest invention, the transmuter.
Don't you mean transmitter?
No.
Looks like one of those big scales at a doctor's office.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does at that. Only this is infinitely more complicated than a simple scale.
What does it do?
Well, transmutation is the changing of one form, nature, or substance for another.
No offense, Mr. Whitaker, but the quickest way for me to lose interest is for you to start talking like Eugene.
Point taken, Jared. I'll tell you what, instead of me telling you how the transmuter works or what it does, why don't I show you? Give me Brock's shoes.
His shoes? Why?
Oh, you'll see. Hand them over.
Okay.
Now, we just set them right here on the transmuter's platform. Put your few buttons. And
transmutation scan in progress.
Scan?
Uh-huh. That light beam, it's scanning the shoes.
Transmutation scan complete. Ready for phase two.
Phase two? What's that?
That's you. Step into Brock's shoes.
What? No way!
Why not?
For one thing, his feet are four sizes bigger than mine. Not only that, but those shoes are gross.
Oh, just step inside.
Is it safe?
Perfectly. Now in you go.
Well, okay.
Good. Now, a few more adjustments, and
transmutation successful.
Excellent.
What do you mean? All I felt was a little tingle. How is this supposed to make me learn about Brock?
Oh, look in the mirror.
The mirror? Why should I look in the...
Jarrett, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. That machine changed me... changed me into Brock! Mr. Whitaker, is that really me?
On the inside, but on the outside, you're...
Brock! I'm Brock!
Yep, that transmuter did it, with the help of the sneakers. Now, it could have been any object, but the sneakers just happened to be handy. You see, it scans the object for the DNA of its owner, then temporarily transmutes it to...
Who cares? I still look like Brock! Wait a minute. I still sound like me.
Only to you and me. To everyone else, you sound like Brock.
Why did you do this?
Well, have you ever heard the old saying, don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, now you have a chance to act that out, literally. Now you can see exactly how Brock lives, what makes him tick, and behave the way he does.
I don't know about this, Mr. Whitaker.
Mr. Whitaker, is Jared here? I called his house and his mom said he... Brock, what are you doing here? I thought you were gone. I mean, well, not that it's any of my business. I mean, if you want to come back, you can come back. I'll just be going now, okay? Bye-bye.
Wow. He's really scared of me. I mean, of Brock. And I didn't even do anything to him.
Oh, you see? You've learned something already.
Yeah. You know, this might not be so bad after all. This is great! Everybody's afraid of Brock. Even the other bullies. Speaking of which,
on, Wayne,
looks like they're picking on somebody. That somebody is Dwayne.
I'm telling you, I brought my lunch today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, for you.
No, cut it out. Stop. Leave me alone.
Hey. What do you guys think you're doing?
Oh, hey, Brock, it's true. You're back.
We was just getting this geek's lunch money.
We were gonna give you your cut, though.
Yeah? Well, you can just forget it.
You mean we get to keep it all?
I mean you don't get any of it.
What? Wait, what? Come on.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. From now on, I want you guys to leave Dwayne alone. Now beat it.
Well, wait a minute.
You heard me. Get out of here.
Okay.
Okay, we're going.
We're going.
Don't get mad.
It's okay, Dwayne. They're gone. You're safe.
Yeah, right. I'm so sure.
No, really, you are. Are you all right?
A lot. You care.
Well, I do. I mean...
Spare me, Brock. I know you're gonna beat me up, so just stop talking and do it.
No, you don't understand. I'm not really Brock.
What?
Well, I know I look like him, but that's just on the outside. Inside, I'm Jared.
Well, I gotta hand it to you. This is a new twist. Pretending to be my best friend before you torment me? Only it's not gonna work. Not this time. I ran off and left Jared alone with you yesterday, but I'm not gonna run today.
I don't believe this. Even if Brock wants to do something good, nobody trusts him.
Look, if you're gonna pound me, then pound me so I can get to class. Otherwise, get out of my face.
Will you be quiet? I'm not gonna pound you.
No, you're not, Blakely. You're not gonna pound anyone today.
Mr. O'Donnell, I wasn't doing what you
think. I know exactly what you were doing. You were bullying Dwayne.
Yeah, Brock, just like you do to somebody every day.
No, I wasn't...
Don't even try it. Listen, I've heard all about your abuse, and I finally caught you in the act. Dwayne, get to class. Blakely, principal's office, now.
First of all, Brock, why didn't you go to Capital City with the rest of the soccer team?
Well, I thought it was more important that I come to school today, sir.
So you could beat up on Dwayne?
I didn't do it, I tell you. I was protecting him.
Sure, just like you protect all the kids on the playground.
Mr. O'Donnell...
But Principal Skinner, I've received all sorts of bad reports on this young man, including one that places him in the vicinity of the money that was later discovered missing from the recent school fundraiser.
Wait a minute. You're saying that I stole it? I would never do that.
Mr. O'Donnell, thank you for bringing Brock in, but I think I can handle it from here.
Yes, sir, Principal Skinner.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but what is his problem?
Mr. O'Donnell is a bit high-strung.
High-strung like a telephone wire.
Yeah, well, be that as it may, he is essentially right about your behavior. You do act as though you can do whatever you want.
But I didn't do anything to Dwayne.
That's not the point. I'm very disappointed in you, Brock. I really expect more of you. You should be setting an example for the kids like we discussed at the start of the year. Instead, you're acting even more immature than they do. I don't want to have to suspend you, but I will if you don't straighten up. Do you have anything to say?
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't think you or Mr. O'Donnell are being fair.
So you think you should be allowed to bully the kids?
No, but I don't think it's fair for you to expect more out of me just because I'm bigger than everyone. I mean, I can't help it.
You know better than that. It's not just your size, Brock. It's also your age.
My age?
Yes, Brock, your age. You are 15 years old, after all.
15? Brock is 15?
Yes, Brock, you are. And why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Brock was just learning about it in English.
Well, look, I've kept our agreement. No one knows about this. But I do want you to start acting your age, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, you go on to class.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, Brock is 15? No wonder he's so much bigger and stronger than everyone else. And that also means he's been held back a couple of grades. How embarrassing! What else is going on with him? What a day. I knew that nobody liked Brock. I just didn't know how much. I mean, I may not be the most popular kid in school, but at least I have friends to eat lunch with. What was that?
Brock, over here. Behind the bushes.
Oh, great. Now what?
Brock, come here.
All right. I'm coming. Just relax.
Hey, Brocky, how you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, what was your name again?
My name? What's the matter with you? You got magnesia or something? It's me, Floyd.
Oh, yeah. Floyd. Sorry, it's been a long day. What do you want?
I got the package you wanted.
Package?
Yeah, the stuff you ordered. It's all right here.
Duff? Do you mean...
Oh, yeah. The things you love.
Oh, boy.
I even put something new in there for you to try. Open it up.
Here? Now?
Yeah. We're pretty hidden. Nobody's watching.
I really don't think I should.
Come on. You gotta make sure I got everything. Besides, I want to see your face when you look at the new stuff.
No, I just... Really?
All right, then I'll open it up.
You know what? I've changed my mind. I really don't want to get mixed up with...
Look!
flowers? These are flower seeds.
Of course they are. What did you think they was?
Well, flowers, of course.
Yeah, I think I got everything you wanted. Geraniums, chrysanthemums, hydrangeas, and here's the new stuff. Nasturtiums. They're gonna go great in your garden.
Garden?
Man, you really are out of it today. Yeah, your garden. You've got one of the most beautiful flower gardens in town in your backyard.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course I do. I can't wait to get these seeds in the ground.
Yeah.
Brock, are you around here?
Hey, ain't that your little sister?
Sister?
Yeah, you know, Lorraine.
Oh, yeah, Lorraine. Thanks a lot, Lloyd.
Floyd! He's been hanging around his flowers too long.
Lorraine!
Oh, Brock, you're back in town.
Yeah. It just didn't take me as long to get home as I thought it would.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You've got to come home now.
Why? What's the matter?
Dad's back.
Dad?
Why do I get the feeling this isn't a good thing?
That's Dad?
He's been drinking again. Come on, we better get inside.
That's a fine, thank you. Well, I got news for you. This is my house, and I'll do what I want.
Brock, do something, please.
Hey, cut it out.
Brock, you're home.
Well, looky who we got here. A chip off the old Brock. Come here, boy. Give your dad a hug.
No, look. Why don't you just go somewhere and sleep it off?
Hey, there's no way to talk to your father. Helen, you gonna let him talk to me that way?
Joe, please.
Joe, please. You always take his side against me.
Leave her alone.
Hey, getting tough, huh? Think you can take on your old man, huh? Come on. Let's see what you got.
Daddy, don't.
Shut up.
Leave us alone.
Oh, what? What are you gonna do, huh? You gonna hit me with your backpack? Or maybe your little box there? What's in that thing anyway? Give me...
No!
Hey, give it back.
What is this? Flowers?
Flower seeds.
What are you going to do with these?
I'm going to plant them in the backyard. Now give them here.
Are you planting flowers in my backyard?
Yes, Joe. He's got a beautiful garden back there.
You should see it, Daddy.
See it? Yeah, I'll see it all right. Get out of the way.
I think you'll be proud of what Brock has done, Joe. The yard looks so nice.
It's really pretty, Daddy. See?
You did this?
Yeah?
What are you, some kind of sissy boy?
Joe!
Daddy!
I am doing my best to make a man out of you. You're growing flowers in my backyard.
I like flowers.
You like them? Good for nothing. I don't like them here. I don't like them at all. No son of mine is gonna grow up to be a flower-loving sissy. Here's what I think of your flower seeds. Give me.
Hey, stop it.
No, don't. Daddy,
please.
No, please.
Come on.
Please, don't put them down.
Stop,
those
Daddy,
flowers,
please.
Too.
No, no. Stop it, please.
Dad, I worked for you. Oh, stop it, please. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it! Stop!
Jared, are you all right?
Where am I?
You're at wit's end, here in my workshop.
I'm not Brock anymore?
No. In fact, you never were.
What? But I went to school, and I was just at his house.
No, you never left the workshop, Jared. You've been right here the whole time. See, the transmuter allows you to experience someone else's life, but in a controlled atmosphere. I wouldn't allow anyone to use it otherwise.
But it seems so real.
Well, in a sense, it was real. I happen to know quite a bit about Brock's life. That's what I programmed into the machine before your little adventure. The transmuter filled in the rest when it scanned Brock's shoes. You see, just like the imagination station lets you experience things in the past, and the room of consequences lets you experience things in the future, the transmuter lets you experience things in the present that you wouldn't normally be able to experience. Things like Brock's life.
It was an experience, all right.
Oh?
Nobody likes him, Mr. Whitaker. Nobody at all. Nobody trusts him either. So even when he tries to do something good, everybody thinks it's bad. He's also 15 years old and still in middle school.
I'm sure that plays havoc on his self-esteem.
Yeah, but the worst thing of all is how his dad treats him.
That kind of explains why Brock behaves the way he does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but...
But what?
In Sunday school, you said we're all sinners, that we all choose to do the bad things we do, right?
That's right. You were listening after all.
Well, this makes it seem like Brock's not responsible for what he does and how he treats me. I mean, am I supposed to just accept what he does because he has a bad life?
No, of course not, Jared. But, well, now that you've sort of been him for a day, maybe you'll want to treat him a little differently from now on. Say, with patience and kindness, instead of wanting to get revenge. And more importantly, maybe you know a little better how to pray for him. Don't you?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Blakely?
Yeah, Coach?
First, nice match yesterday.
Thanks.
Second, word has it you lost a pair of shoes.
No, I didn't lose them. Somebody took them. And if I ever find out who did, they're going to be sorry they was ever born.
Is this them?
Yeah. Where'd you find them?
They were sitting in front of my door this morning when I came in.
Did you see who took them?
No, but there's a note inside the left one.
A note. Brock, I'm sorry I stole your shoes. It was wrong. And I also want you to know that I'm praying for you. Friend. Somebody's praying? For me?
Yeah, how about that? Oh, and there's more. Look in the right shoe.
What do you know? It's a package of flower seeds.
In Matthew 7:1, Jesus tells us that we shouldn't judge others. After all, only he knows what's in a person's heart. In today's adventure, Jared judged Brock because Brock had been mean to him. But when he had a chance to walk in Brock's shoes for a while, Jared understood much better why Brock acted the way he did. Next time you're tempted to be mean to someone who has treated you badly, remember to leave the judging to God and try a little kindness and compassion instead. By the way, if you're ever in a situation like Brock was in with his dad, you should talk to someone you trust, your pastor or a friend, and tell them what's going on. Well, that's all for today. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Another Man's Shoes was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide, and our producer is Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.